Healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. What Healthy Alternatives is about is we all want to feel healthy, enjoy life more, and we're looking here for the optimum levels of health and well-being. And that's what we look to bring to you are the choices that you can make that can be different and can have an impact on you. Every week, I like to begin the show by talking about an issue or concern that you should know about because it can really have an impact on you. What I want to talk about this week is unemployment. You've probably seen the stats. The unemployment rate's around 9.2% or so, plus or minus. But that's people who are still looking for work. If you started to add in the people who have given up looking for work, you're, depending on the state you're in, you could be looking at 15 to 20% of the folks are unemployed. Being unemployed has a health impact. There's a new study that was recently published in the journal Social Science and Medicine. The investigators in this analyzed 40 years of data from 20 million people in 15 countries. What they found is being unemployed increases a person's risk of premature death by 63%. That's 63%. And they looked at the quality of the different healthcare systems, and they found it did not make a difference whether it was single pay or it was the U.S. or whatever system it was, it had the same stats. What they found is that men's rate of premature death is higher than a woman's rate. For men, it was 78% versus 37% for a woman. And for people under 50, the rate was even higher. Now, what's going on here? Well, what the researchers think, when a man loses a job, it's more stressful than for women. And if you look at the stats, that would bear out. And what they found is that, in effect, a man may have more stress, may have more difficulty, it may affect their socioeconomic status, it affects them in their eyes of themselves, in their family, the notion of the breadwinner. But they also found that when they lose their job, they can start having more smoking issues, drinking, eating. There's also a reduction in the availability of healthy nutrition and healthcare services because they can't afford it. So what we're looking at is the notion that unemployment can be deadly to your health. And as you probably have seen with what's been going on in Congress, they're looking at cutting back so much money, they're probably going to push the unemployment rate up. You can't cut $1 trillion without increasing unemployment. Maybe government workers, it may be contractors, it may be moms who lose daycare ability and can't work a job anymore. So that figure is probably going to rise in terms of actual numbers of folks who have are going to die. Today on the show, I'm going to be talking to Norma Eckroat. Norma's been overweight most of her life, and recently she's been able to lose 42 pounds without calorie counting, diet restrictions, or additional exercise. As a matter of fact, Norma has had a disability in effect from birth that really prevents her from doing much exercise. And with what she was doing, she was actually building new muscle mass. We're also going to be looking at the emotional part of losing weight, because a lot of docs will give you a pill, but they won't look at the emotional side of what's going on for you. And we're going to be talking to her in just a few minutes. If you want to know more about me, you can click on the globe on this page, or you can go to teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I put out a monthly e-newsletter that has information that I don't put out in the show here on things that you can do from a health, nutrition, wellness standpoint as well for yourself. So if you want to subscribe for that, on the home page you'll see the home button. You get a drop-down menu and you'll be able to go in there to a free e-newsletter to subscribe. Every week, I also like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough. It's information that you can use, latest discoveries to help yourself, your family, and your loved ones. What I want to talk to you today about, what is in your pantry that can help you so you don't have to go to your medicine cabinet. First thing I want to talk about is red grapes. There's a substance in red grapes called resveratrol. It's a powerful compound that blocks the enzymes that contribute to tissue degeneration. They did some experiments at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, and they found that resveratrol protected against the kind of cartilage damage that can cause back pain. So what you want to look at in terms of getting enough resveratrol is not only have grapes, but also blueberries and cranberries, or this is where a glass of wine comes into play, because resveratrol is actually absorbed better when it is in the red wine form. Another one I want to talk about that's it's not probably in your pantry, but it's in your fridge or freezer, and that's fish. And the omega-3 fatty acids that you can get in fish, there's research that's been out for quite a while now showing that it can help your heart. But part of what it can also do is also if you have pain and inflammation from rheumatoid arthritis, it can help you there. It can help with migraines. It can help with reducing some autoimmune diseases, including Crohn's disease. It's even used for chronic neck and back pain. University of Pittsburgh found that 60% of the respondents experienced some relief after taking fish oils for 3 months, and almost as many of them were able to actually stop taking their drugs. So if you can't get enough fish, and the kind of fish you're looking for are Atlantic mackerel, sardines, trout, the fatty fishes, you can also get a supplement. Just make sure it contains EPA and DHA on the level, because these are the key elements of omega-3 fats. If you do take blood thinners, check with your doctor first. The third one I want to talk about is ginger. Now, ginger can be used to if you got an upset stomach. Ginger can also be used if you suffer from motion sickness, seasickness, but it can also be used as a painkiller. They found that almost two-thirds of patients with chronic knee pain reported less soreness when they stood up after taking ginger. Taking ginger, they also reported, these folks who had chronic knee pain, that if they walked 50 feet, they felt better than if they had taken a placebo. So it seems that ginger blocks pain by blocking an enzyme that's a key component of the inflammatory process. How much do you need? 2 or 3 teaspoons a day. Or if you don't want to take teaspoons or cook it into your food, you can get ginger capsules as well. Those are three things that are in your pantry or your fridge that you can use. Next week, I'm going to talk about several more that you can use as an alternative to looking at drugs that may be in your medicine cabinet. Before I bring my guest on, I'd like to pause for this message.
Anyone who has migraines knows that they are almost totally debilitating and hard, if not impossible, to treat. Or should we say they were impossible to treat? Dr. Jerry Teplitz DVD, Instant Headache and Migraine Relief, delivers on its promise with a 5-minute migraine cure and a 90-second headache treatment. Learn this natural way to get rid of your migraine with the 2,000-year-old Japanese technique of shiatsu, a pressure point method that's simple and immediately effective. The Instant Headache and Migraine Relief DVD also features bonus techniques for treating sore throats, stiff necks, and shoulder pain. No pills, no herbs, no waiting, just relief. Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, learned these techniques from Dr. Teplitz and says, these techniques are so practical, so powerful, so simple. They've done it for me and my family. They can do it for you, too. Click on the DVD cover on the page in front of you for more information. Instant headache and migraine relief comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason to wait. Click on it now.
We're going to be looking at weight loss today, and my guest is Norma Eckroat, and she has a PhD in holistic life counseling from the University of Sedona. She's a licensed practitioner at the Agape International Spiritual Center, and she teaches spiritual and law of attraction work. She has co-authored numerous books with experts on topics that range from holistic health to dog training, stress reduction to brain optimization, and even Santa Claus, which we'll have to do on another show. Anyway, for the sake of transparency, some of those experts that she has worked with has been me, and she has co-authored with me several books. Now, Norma has been overweight most of her life, and she, in the last year, lost 42 pounds without calorie counting, diet restrictions, or additional exercise. And we're going to be exploring this whole notion of weight loss using a particular product she ran across, but also we're going to be looking at the emotional side of losing weight. So, Norma, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thanks so much, Jerry.
So tell me a bit about your personal weight loss history.
As you mentioned, I've been overweight most of my life. Because I've been writing on holistic health topics, my first book, The Natural Cat, which I wrote with Anitra Frazier, came out in 1981. So I've been writing on holistic health since then. And I just always believed in the natural alternative to everything. Therefore, I wasn't interested in anything with weight loss that was not natural. And so that was very limited. And also, I wasn't interested in yo-yo dieting. My understanding was that yo-yo dieting can actually be very unhealthy, sabotaging the body to thinking that you're in starvation mode. And, you know, and frankly, it just doesn't work. People regain the weight. So that was kind of where I was.
So what kind of success or failures did you have until this most recent journey in terms of weight loss?
Well, in my late 20s, I had a wonderful chiropractor who really wanted me to lose weight, and I took his method, which was basically calorie restriction and you know, very healthy foods, and I lost quite a bit of weight at that time, probably 30 pounds or so. I wasn't as heavy then as I became later in life. Maybe it was 40 pounds. I'm not quite sure, actually. And then, as like everyone else, I regained that weight and I gained a whole lot more. And then it was only in the last 6 or 7 years that I lost about 40 pounds, 30 or 40 pounds, again, using, you know, really restricted diet. But my problem was, again, it was a doctor advising me, you really should do this for your health and all of that. And I was about 50 pounds heavier than I am right now. And I, it was a struggle. It was the struggle deprivation method of weight loss, and it doesn't last. It didn't last me then either.
So what changed this time around, this third time?
Well, I can't say I haven't wanted to lose weight because, like a lot of people, the clothes aren't fitting, you're hating every picture that's ever taken of you, and that kind of thing.
Smile.
I'm sorry?
Smile.
That's right. Smile. Ah, I hate it. So I had tried a few other things, some spiritual affirmation techniques and emotional freedom techniques, and Paul McKenna, the guy from England who teaches this stuff, and a few other natural supplements that came along. But then in the last year, my friend Lisa told me about a product called Slim Magic that is just supposed to be really great at this. And it has seaweed extract and other things that work together. And I thought, okay, well, what do I have to lose? And I...
Besides
weight. Well, from the very first capsule, I was just amazed because I guess maybe people, in fact, I know that my cousin told me she was on a pharmaceutical product that she lost a lot of weight on, and apparently it was the same kind of thing of, gee, I'm just not hungry. But with my cousin, unfortunately, the FDA pulled the product from the market and because it was not natural. It was, you know, had side effects and all of that. So, but this product, it was the first time, and it's just been really magical. And it's called Slim Magic, which is interesting.
Now, let's focus in now on the emotional part of losing weight, because there's a whole notion there that really has to be dealt with that most doctors kind of ignore. They kind of give you a pill and say, take the pill and, you know, I'll see you in 2 months.
Well, and that's to me the real key. And that's what, as a spiritual teacher, that was what I wanted to focus on. And in fact, it was after I started losing the weight with the Slim Magic product, and I was looking at what was happening on an emotional level, because you see, Jerry, emotional overeaters, we cope with food. That's how we cope. We have most of
What do you mean by cope with food?
Well, we emotionally cope. We have something that's going on in our psyche that, and there's can be lots of layers, and this is not conscious. I mean, for the most part, this is just happening to us, that we just go for food because we're feeling lonely, or we go for food because we're feeling somehow not good enough, or that we don't deserve, or disappointed, or it can be so many different things, and it is so many different things. And that's the thing that I think is so important. People who are overweight, you know, the rest of the world kind of labels them as flawed or not having willpower or that kind of thing. And that's just not true. I mean, you can look at some very heavy woman, extremely heavy woman, who's working 3 jobs to support her children. Don't tell me that woman doesn't have willpower to get up every morning and go to that job. She's got a huge amount of willpower. She doesn't have it regarding the food, because she's using coping of the food to help her get through the day, because there's something emotionally that she's stuck. And it's not, as I said, it's not just one thing. It's a lot of things.
Now, let me ask you a question, Norma. The last 2 times that you did do dieting, did you not look also at the emotional side of it, or you were not aware of it back then?
I didn't have the tools that I have now to look at this. And there's one tool in particular, which is the spiritual teachings of Abraham Hicks, that have made such a difference for me, because the Abraham Hicks emotional scale and the way they teach emotional healing is what's made all the difference. And I've been able to use that. And there's a number of different techniques. They have a book called The Astonishing Power of Emotions, in fact, that gets into a lot of detail on this. But they have the tools that help you. It's very simple, really. It's not complex. You need to take whatever belief is holding this in place that you probably aren't even aware of, and simply find better feeling thought after better feeling thought after better feeling thought after better feeling thought. Now, I say it's simple. You kind of have to know how to do it, though, you know?
Right, because just even admitting that, you know, what the underlying emotional problem is can be pretty hard to do, because it becomes almost threatening to your sense of survival at that moment.
Well, but here's the thing. The other thing I learned from Abraham Hicks is that they tell us that you don't have to go poke and prod into your past to heal your emotional wounds. It's just unnecessary, because everything in your now, your present reality, is actually a coalescence of what you have, of all those beliefs that are holding that in place. And maybe I should explain why beliefs have so much to do with emotions. Would that help?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, think about the beliefs that you have, and many of them came from your society, and many of them came from your parents and from your church and, you know, just your culture in general, okay? And it has to do with being liked. It has to do with being accepted. You know, some children learn to be a bully for reasons of protecting. Other children learn, I just have to be a peacekeeper and put a smile on my face all the time to feel protected. So it's different, you know, across the board for everyone. We have different ways of doing this. And those children might have gotten different messages from their parents, and boys may have gotten different messages from girls and that kind of thing. But the bottom line is we have all of these beliefs that are basically running our lives. And so when you have a, let's say, a trigger, okay, I have a trigger and I'm alone and I'm not even aware of this trigger, but I'm suddenly feeling lonely, okay? So I'm not even conscious. I have the TV on or whatever. I'm doing other things. But on some deep level, I'm feeling lonely. So that's my trigger. Well, that trigger that might send me to get some food is actually coming from some thought that came up. Oh, so-and-so didn't call me back, or, you know, any number of things. Or today my boss kind of looked at me funny when I gave him that report, or whatever it could be that's triggering you because of this thought that doesn't feel good. Well, the thought taps into a belief that you're holding. And the belief could be, I won't survive if I won't keep this job and I'll lose my house if the boss doesn't like this report. Or if that guy doesn't call me back, it's another failed relationship or whatever it could be. And that all then is tied into these beliefs that we hold.
Let me interrupt you for a moment, because I have a belief that before we continue, I need to take a break. I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net. And we'll be back with my guest, Norma Eckroat, in a minute and talking about weight loss and belief systems. Be back in just a moment.
Improve your golf game today. It's absolutely possible using the DVD Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf, from stress management coach Dr. Jerry Teplitz. Par and Beyond is a revolutionary new concept that yields immediate results. You'll experience the difference the very next time you play. Even the golf pros love this method. Randy Taylor hadn't placed in a tournament for 8 years, but just 1 week after taking this seminar, he came in second. It's not just in your swing, it's in your head. That's why TNI Golf Magazine calls Dr. Teplitz a headmaster. Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf is available on DVD. You can get it by clicking on the Par and Beyond cover on the webtalkradio.net screen in front of you. You'll learn new, powerful techniques that will instantly improve your game, whether you're a pro or a duffer. This is your new secret to success on the course. It's a totally different approach, and it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And don't tell your golf buddies. You're about to become a winner.
So my guest today is Norma Eckroat. She's got a PhD in holistic life counseling from the University of Sedona. She's a licensed practitioner at the Agape International Spiritual Center. She teaches spirituality and the law of attraction. She's co-authored numerous books, two with me, Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change, Switched On Living, and also Switched On Selling. And we got another one coming out in September, Switched On Networking. Now, Norma's been overweight most of her life, and she has recently lost 42 pounds, and we're talking about the method that she did, but we're also looking at the emotional side of that. And before we took a break, she was talking about belief systems, and I want to get back to that. So when you realize you've got this belief going on, what do you do about it, Norma?
Well, it's becoming conscious of our thoughts and our self-talk. That's the most important part of emotional healing here. And so whenever a positive or a negative thought comes up in our consciousness, it's important to take note. It's important to take note of the positive thoughts because we want to milk them. We want to, oh, yeah, wow, you know, even if it's something as, you know, isn't that a gorgeous sunset? Or look at that child so happy and laughing in his stroller. It doesn't matter what it is, you know, or something personal in your own life. The more we become aware of the positive and milk it, the more law of attraction then gives us more of those positives, because it's a vibrational universe, and the literally what we are putting out is what we are getting back. Jesus said, it is done unto you as you believe. It's the same idea.
So is this low-fat milk or skim milk, or are we doing full-fat milk when we're milking it?
Well, that's a good question, and that gets into a whole other subject. But I'm going to say that I was talking about the positive beliefs, but let's look for a second at the negative beliefs. And that's okay. Not a bad example, Jerry, because here's a negative belief. So let's say I'm somewhere at dinner at a friend's home, and I have a belief about, and I always put skim milk in my coffee, and all they have here in this home is half and half. And I have a belief that that fat in the half and half is going to be negative for my body, because most overweight people, many of them anyway, try to eat the lower calorie food or the non-fat food. And you know what I'm going to say? They're sabotaging themselves by doing that too, because number one, our bodies need good, healthy fats, and even the fats in dairy. My goodness, Dr. Mercola on Mercola.com has a whole thing about butter, pages and pages about how good butter is. Now, of course, he wants us to have the raw, organic butter. But the bottom line is there are healthy fats that your body needs. So that's another thing that overweight people often do, is they go unhealthy in an attempt to eat the healthier foods.
There was a study that was done many years ago in terms of belief, that where they took kids who like spinach and kids who hated spinach. Mm-hmm. And they had both groups eat the spinach, and then they actually analyzed how many nutrients they actually absorbed from the spinach. And they found that the kids who really liked the spinach actually absorbed most of the nutrients. The kids who hated the spinach actually absorbed almost none of the nutrients. So belief, the body is actually responding to it, and it's saying, yuck, poo, well, you may put it in me, but I ain't taking anything out. So that's a whole area that I think in terms of some research that's out there that really supports what you're saying in terms of
how one of my favorite experts on this subject is a guy named Mark David. He runs the Institute for the Psychology of Eating. And he has several books. The more recent one is called The Slow Down Diet. And he quotes a number of studies like the one you're talking about, Jerry. So I just can't even recommend it more highly, The Slow Down Diet by Mark David. There's two Mark Davids, and they both spell Mark with an M-A-R-C.
Okay.
they're both involved in health and fitness.
So they have to thank their mom for creative name.
Yeah. In any event, look for The Slow Down Diet and you'll find, or go to the Institute for the Psychology of Eating. So he talks in his book, in his books and CDs about a number of these studies, and it's really powerful stuff here. But I wanted to get more now into these negative beliefs that we were talking about, the belief in that the fat is not good for you. So then the more you are thinking that thought, the more your body is literally hearing that, and it's holding on to fat. I mean, literally, truly, yes, there's a calorie in, calorie out equation to weight, but I'll tell you, all of these researchers, these leading edge people are saying it's not the only or even potentially the most significant part of weight loss. I know someone who was on a diet, very calorie restricted diet, adding 5 or 6 hours of aerobic exercise a week, 27 years old, really, really determined she was going to lose the 70 pounds that she had gained after an injury when she was 20. And she started the Slim Magic product, and she did not lose weight for that first month. But she said, you know what? I'm going to try it. I'm just going to keep on it. And by the 5th or 6th week, she started losing weight, and she's now 26 pounds down, I think, and she's just thrilled. But my point is, the body, because of the beliefs that we're holding, can really hold on to this weight. It's really interesting how it all works together, and most people just don't realize.
Now, since you brought back Slim Magic, mm-hmm. Norma, what's in it that, from your standpoint, that makes it effective and makes it work? You mentioned seaweed at one point. What's in it?
Fucoxanthin is a seaweed that, it's actually three different seaweeds that have been shown to, as I say, to burn fat in laboratory rats and in Norma. And
wait a minute, are you a laboratory rat also?
I'm not, but I all I know is it really works for me. Now, it's though the company Global Smart Products I've met the president of the company, Ken Makovic, three times. He's in North Carolina and I'm in California. But he says that it has to do with the quality of the ingredients, that they use the highest they can and highest quality they can find, and also the combination, because in addition to that seaweed extract, there's B6, there's coral, there's kelp, there's cocoa bean, there's a derivative of geranium oil. There's a number of natural ingredients, and he says it's the synergy of those ingredients. What I know, of course, is that the seaweed, the coral, the kelp, all of that's high mineral content, and I do understand that we need more minerals than most of us are getting, you know, and I'm evidence that it works. So, and I know, and I've got a number of, I have friends who have had trouble with the stubborn 5 or 10 pounds that I can't, they just take one a day. They're buying, one of them just bought two. I want two bottles. I ran out. I need two bottles. So, I mean, it's amazing, you know, so people are using it in that way too. And hey, it's just a nutritional supplement. So why not? You know, it's not, she's in a different situation from me, but it works for her.
Are there side effects people need to be aware of?
Well, you know, the things like that you might crave more water, which I did, but that's actually a really good thing because you're flushing toxins out of the system. I can feel, I can kind of have a little taste of the fat burning in my body from, you know, even in my tongue and stuff sometimes. The only one thing that some people have a sensitivity to is caffeine, and there are cocoa beans, as I mentioned, so there's caffeine in the product. And some people have a problem with that, and some people who do have a problem with caffeine say, well, it didn't bother me in this product. So it's very individualized, but the company does have a money-back guarantee if people want to try it for 30 days.
Norma, you said a story to me once, which I found real interesting, when you went to your doctor and they found muscle.
Oh, yeah, that
you,
was
would you share that story?
Yeah, it's really fascinating because they say in the literature that Slim Magic builds muscle, and I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a medical doctor. I don't know. It didn't make a lot of sense to me that you would burn muscle without increasing exercise, and that's one thing that I have not done. I have, as you're aware, I have a bit of a neurological condition actually from birth and a bit of a mobility challenge, and I have not increased my exercise level. So I was seeing a chiropractor once a month on the neurological stuff, and she got a body mass index device machine thing that every month when I came in, she would hook me up to it. And so one month I went in and, you know, I'm telling other people, don't look at the bathroom scale, but I was looking at the bathroom scale myself. Funny, because I never used to even own one, but somehow lately I just kind of got into that. And so I went in one month and I had only lost 3 pounds, which I had been losing more like 6 or 7 or 8 in a month prior to that. And I was a little bit disappointed. And I, you know, told her that. And then she did the body mass index device and she compared it with the previous month. And she said, Norma, you have gained 4 pounds of muscle since last month. And that means that you've actually lost 7 pounds of fat. And I said, I was kind of floored by that, but she stands by her equipment. And she said, well, there's something in that product that's doing that. And she wasn't even involved with the product. She knew about it. She had muscle checked me on it and found it very strengthening for me when I first started it. So I don't know. So I have to say, well, there's on there that it builds muscle. It built muscle in me, apparently. And I do feel it. I do feel my body is stronger. So it's an interesting thing.
And I can attest that Norma does not exercise. Anyway, Norma, where can people go website-wise to find out more about Slim Magic and what you're talking about?
Yeah, they can go to – I created my own website, which is www.naturalweightlossmagic.com. So, again, that's naturalweightlossmagic.com. No spaces or anything in between words. And if you're in the Los Angeles area, I'm also doing a meetup, so you can go to meetup.com. And you can call me, 818-985-8130. And again, that's 818-985-8130. I'm also offering a free If people want to try Slim Magic and go online and order it, I will give them a free 15 to 20 minute phone coaching session and also a PDF of an 18 page booklet that I wrote on all of this stuff that goes into a lot of what we were talking about today and a lot more, and gives you some of the techniques for changing the thinking, as that's going to result in healing the emotions.
So there you have it, the emotional side of weight loss and a product that can potentially really help you. So Norma, thanks for being a guest on Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you.
Next week, my guest is going to be Eliza Mada Dalian. She prefers to go by Mada. She's a modern-day mystic, self-realized spiritual guide, and internationally acclaimed master healer. She is the 7 times award-winning author of In Search of the Miraculous, Healing into Consciousness. And Deepak Chopra has said about this book, a simple and elegant map of the path of enlightenment. We're also going to be talking to Mada about a revolutionary healing method she has developed that identifies the root causes of physical and emotional pain and illness and permanently erases them from the body's cellular memory. That's right, you heard it. Mada's saying this is permanent. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz. You can find out more about me at teplitz.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you, or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.